Whew. That will go on tape. Don't edit that out, Roman. You know, I was not planning on saying anything. But something so cool happened that I thought I had to share it with you guys. I was telling Susan earlier that she was asking me about some stuff that, you know, has been going on and the stuff the Lord's been saying. That I said, you know, Susan, I go, you know, that's all great. I go, well, I just can't connect to that, you know, this big picture stuff that you're talking to me about right now. I said, because there's so much stuff going on with me that I'm kind of, you know, in it and focused on it. And I hear you and I hear the truth of it and I hear what God's saying in it, but it's hard for me, it's hard for me to emotionally connect to it, you know. And so that's kind of how I left it. And during the worship time, the Lord just gave me such a neat clarity on something, and I need to share it with you because I think it will help explain some of the stuff that goes on in terms of getting to a place with the Lord and letting Him take us there. The last couple of weeks have been crazy for me, just like crazy in terms of my work. Crazy in terms of just emotionally. It's like, and I couldn't explain it. It's like I'd get up and I'd feel totally just whacked. Like I'm sitting in front of my computer and I go, I don't even want to do this. You know, I mean, I just felt like I couldn't concentrate on anything. And I didn't know why and I couldn't sort it out. And it just didn't make sense to me. Because just good things are happening in my life. Okay? So all I could do is go, Lord, what's up? And I didn't even know. All He would say to me is like, why are you so stressed out? You know, why are you so worried and anxious and all this stuff is going on with you? And I couldn't get to a peaceful place at all. I couldn't relax. And I mean, this from like when the time you wake up in the morning, like you're already like 10 cups of coffee, that kind of feeling. And it's horrible. And so I had no clarity on it. And so I said, so tonight, just during worship, the Lord just gave me clarity. And let me just tell you what it is, and because and why I need to share it. The Lord told me that the reason that I was so freaked out the last couple of weeks, the three major emotions I was experiencing, and believe me, at the same time, it's no fun, okay? One is fear, one is anxiety, all right? And the other one is shock. I kind of call that shock, sort of the shock feeling. Like you're in shock, and you're just not getting through. You're getting hit with all these emotions, and you're just not getting through it. You're just in it, and you're like, "What is this?" And I said, "Why would I have felt those things? Why would they even have been in my life?" And there's two main things going on with me right now. One of them is last week, I was told by an account that I'm going to get the single largest account I've ever gotten in my sales territory that I've been working on for a year and a half. And I'm sitting with these guys, and they're like, okay, so we're going to give this to you, and then we're going to give you all the rest of it after we give this to you. I'm sitting here going, because I've been in there so many times, and I've worked so hard on this. But to sit there and have them tell me I'm going to get this business, it's 30% business compared to what I mean, it's like $3 million for the business. It's just this huge piece of business. And people are people from my company are calling me and saying, hey, great job, congratulations. And I'm not connecting to that joy, you know. I'm not connecting to it. It's like, thanks, you know. But where is my feeling of joy? You know, where's my joy? Where's my, like, jump up in the air and thank God? Where's that? You know, because it's Him that did it. I mean, the Lord gave it to me. I'm very clear on that. So where's all that emotion, you know, that I should have? It should be there. And He's doing something personally that I've prayed for a long time, and He's bringing some things to pass in my life in a personal way that's just like amazing. And I said, why, Lord, can I not connect this? He says, because things that you prayed for so long, when He actually brings them to pass, He's bringing them to pass, part of us doesn't really believe that it's happening. We don't believe it. It's like, you're telling, this is, I'm not going to believe this business until I've done it a year and I've seen it all in the books. I'm not going to believe this other thing's happening until I'm in a place where it's been happening for a while. And it's like, why do I have to be in it? Why did the children of Israel have to be in the desert before they realized they've been delivered from the hand of the Egyptians? Why can't I see the Egyptians get drowned in the Red Sea and go, that's it, I'm done, I'm delivered. Hey, praise God. And it's like, we pray for things for so long. We expect, we have expectations, but part of us says, I have been disappointed so many times, I'm not even going to believe that this, I mean, I'm going to believe God is great, God is wonderful, I know I'm going to pray for this, but I'm not going to really embrace believing for it because I just can't bear the disappointment. And be mad at God and go through that whole phase and cycle with Him again. I don't want to be in that. Okay? So, He's doing this thing in me, and I'm anxious because I don't know, because it invites a whole new set of lifestyle. I mean, I'm not talking about financially, I'm talking about living. I've got new things to do. I don't know what's going to happen, this business, how to deal with, I've got to deal with it. It's a new place to go. It's all kinds of things to do. Personal stuff, it's a new way of being. He brings us into a new place of being, and it's scary, but it's Him.
Amen.
So you're afraid, but you're anxious at the same time. So between the two things, and then there's the excitement and just the shock of the big thing happening in your life. You know, it's like, the closest worldly thing to it is like winning the lottery, but that doesn't come close to comparing with the Lord, with what He does in us, you know, for us. And so He brings us into a place we've been praying for and hoping for and believing for. It's like the woman who's been praying for her husband for years, who's, let's say, very addicted to alcohol or something, and just in it for years, and prays for it and prays for it and prays for it, but also at the same time learns how to live in it. And all of a sudden the guy gets saved, throws all the bottles of alcohol out the window, and is going to church and on fire for God. She's got it. It's like shock, amazement. Oh, what do I do? How do I live now? What new lifestyle do I have? And I know for real from many experiences with people like that, that it takes a huge thing for her to get to a place where she can be with Him in that. Because she's so used to being protected in this other place. And that's what I'm talking about for me. And it's like, Lord, You've been telling me the last 2 weeks, every day, to trust Me. When I say, Lord, what's going on? He says, trust Me. Now, when the Lord says that to me, that's our own signal between us. It means I'm not. Okay? When He says, trust Me, it just means I'm not trusting You. Because when I'm trusting Him, He doesn't say, trust Me, I just am, right? So it's my sign, right? It's our language between us. Trust Me means I'm not. I'm not. Why am I not? So you have to ask those questions. So, trust Me, and then during worship is what He's been saying. He's like, why are you so worried? These are My blessings. These are God's blessings He's pouring on me. And I said, Lord, what shall I expect? And you know what He says to me? Good things. Good things. Expect good things. Don't expect the devourer at the door. Don't expect to have your barn raided. It's my friends back east always say, raid your barn. He's going to come raid your barn. Your barn. Sorry, brother. Barn. But that's what she always says. You know, the enemy comes and raids your barn. And it's like, don't expect that. Because when God's blessing you, they aren't blessings that He's going to then take away from you because you make a mistake or because you've been bad or whatever the other stuff is. He's blessing you because it's His time to bless you, because He wants to bless you, because it gives Him pleasure to bless you. And we have to just receive it and walk in it and rejoice in it. And I have to tell you, this is the first time in a few weeks that I've really felt real joy in worship, and I felt that rejoicing because it was a breaking loose. I saw, oh Lord, these are just Your blessings. Life's just going to get better. Yeah. Good things are happening. And so I cannot be afraid and anxious. And I felt the shock wear away. You know, because when I'm in that mode, you guys, I can't even like deal with it. I can't even deal with things. So, praise God. That's really all. I don't know how that ties to what Susan's going to share, but I know the Lord wanted me to share that with you guys because it's a blessing for me, but it may be an encouragement for you too. Okay? Oh, you know I was going to pray.
Good.
I was going to pray. Heavenly Father, I thank you so much. I thank you for Judy's heart of worship that we get to join her in, Lord. She's so full of joy, and her songs reflect it, and what you've given her reflects it. And we get to go there, and you've made that way for all of us. And so we appreciate that so much, Lord, and we love it, and we revel in it, and we accept your fellowship, Lord. We receive your fellowship. We want to be with you too, Lord. And Lord, I pray that tonight we would walk into all the places you have for us. All of the blessings that you're putting on our lives that we're having a tough time receiving, Lord, let us receive those. Help us to receive them, not just with thankfulness, but with just an open heart, an open life, for you to change our life. We pray for it. We ask you to change our lives, and then when you do it, we get scared. Lord, help us to get past our fears tonight. And to see you and what you're doing is much, much greater than our fears, much bigger than what we're worried about. And also to trust, Lord, that you are taking care of every detail. That you aren't just looking at the big picture, but you're concerned about all the details. That you care about our emotions, that you care about how we're feeling about something, that you care about our perceptions. And Lord, you want us to fully understand that your blessings are from you. And you want us to understand that we didn't do anything to earn it. You just poured it out on us, which means we can't do anything to get rid of it. But Lord, we just receive it. We just receive it. And Lord, the things that you're talking to our hearts about, the issues that we have in our lives, that trouble us, that challenge us, that keep us awake at night. Issues in our marriages, issues in our jobs, issues between our parents and ourselves, or siblings and ourselves, or kids and ourselves. Lord, all those things are so valuable to you. And we pray that, Lord, you would help us sort out more tonight, that we would take another step towards healing tonight. And that we would be able to join you in what you are doing on this earth, Lord. That we wouldn't just sort of enjoy the blessing of healing, but we would take that and go further with it. And that we would say, okay, Lord, I'm healed. What now? What's your army up to? What's it doing? Where are we going? What battles are we fighting? And what's happening out there, Lord? I'm out of the aid station, and I'm ready to go. And the Lord says, you're always going to be in an aid station of some kind. But you can still march with the army. You can still march with the army. And be healed along the way. And so, Lord, I pray that we would pick it up today. Whatever it is you want us to pick up. That we would pick it up. That we would run with it. And your word is so full of running, Scripture. Scripture of picking up the vision and running with it. Let our walk be a quicker one tonight. But let it not be in front of you, but with you, beside you, and in you. I pray that in Jesus' name, Lord. Open our eyes and hearts. Open our ears, Lord. In Jesus' name, amen.